And can I first have you, can you pronounce your last name for me?
Yes, it's pronounced Maag, Maag.
Okay. And what year are you at Western?
I'm currently a senior. I will finish classes with finals next week, and then I will do my internship in the fall, and then I will officially graduate in December of 2012.
What are you majoring in?
My major is Law Enforcement Justice Administration, and then I'm minoring in Homeland Security.
All right. And are you hoping to go into the military when you graduate?
It's always a possibility. I haven't really decided that point yet. I'm still in my first contract with the military. If there isn't a job available in the law enforcement field, then military has always been my backup career choice.
And what is your rank in the military?
I'm a specialist, E4.
All right. With what unit or battalion or?
I'm with the 233rd Military Police Unit, located in Springfield, Illinois.
All right. Are you from Springfield originally or that
No,
area?
I'm from Warsaw. It's about an hour west of here where Illinois, Iowa, Missouri meet.
How did you get involved? First of all, how did you get involved with the military?
That's kind of, a little difficult question. I just always kind of wanted to be in the military from an early age. I wanted to be a police officer also, so I figured I could join the military. They could help pay for my college. I could fight for my country, protect the ones I loved. And then I joined and became a military police officer. So I thought I could put the best of both worlds together with that.
How long have you been in the military?
I enlisted when I was 17. My parents had to sign off on it due to me being a minor. And so I've been in for 3 years, a little over 3 years for my contract.
Okay. And you are part of the Illinois Army National Guard's Military Funeral Honors Program. Is that the correct title for that?
Yes, that is the correct title. That office is located here in Macomb. That's the office that I work out of.
Is that at the Armory?
Yes.
How did you get involved with that particular program?
A friend of mine, actually, she used to be in charge of the office, Special Spinstat, or Swanson, and she met me one day and asked me if I was available. And then she told me about it and wondered if it was something I might be interested in, and I did that, and that was almost 2 years ago, and I just liked it, so I stuck with it.
Any thoughts on what you liked about that?
Giving the family the last veteran's rights. I mean, that's pretty much why we do it, is to give the family the rights, give the veteran their final resting rights. It's just, to me, it's great to be able to hand the flag, fold the flag, hand it off to the family, and to see the look in their face when they light up when you present the flag to them. It's just something you can't really take back.
And these are not just veterans of current wars, but dating back to the Korean War, World War II.
Korean War, Vietnam, World War II. I believe that's the majority of ones that we do.
Can you talk a little bit about the Military Funeral Honors Program? What exactly do you do?
We will go. We will get notified of a funeral, and then the people who are in charge of the office, the sergeants that are in charge of the office, they will contact the funeral home and see if the family wants the rights, wants the veteran to have their rights. Once that is determined, they will let us know. It's called the stipends. We'll be the ones that will go out and we'll fold the flag and present the flag to the family. We will play taps if the VFW, if they aren't there to play taps, we'll play taps. If it's a higher situation to where it's called for a nine soldier or a full honors, we'll actually do a casket carry for the veteran, and we'll also do the volley, the 21 volley.
How wide of a region would you cover, be called to for funerals?
We can cover any state, anything within the state of Illinois. I believe there are six or seven offices spread throughout the entire state. For the Macomb office, we cover from the Mississippi River on the west to about a half an hour to an hour east of Peoria from the Quad Cities, a little bit north of the Quad Cities, down to Root House, which is south in Jacksonville.
So that's a pretty large area that you're covering.
Yes, it is. It is extremely large. We're constantly busy.
And that's what I was going to ask. Do you find yourself getting called away from Macomb, away from classes quite a bit?
I've been called away a few days. What we do is every week we will, the sergeants in charge of the office, they will ask you what your availability is for the next week, and we will tell them if we can work only certain days. And we work those days usually. If they have a funeral that they need us to work on, we'll work that. If things come up to where we get a funeral at the last minute, or if we need more people to help out doing a funeral, then they can call us in away. Like if I'm at classes, they can call me up for classes and I'll go and help with the funeral.
Any idea how many funerals you've helped with over the past couple of years?
Not to be, not exactly certain. A lot. That's all I can remember. It's probably
close to 100,
around 100 probably.
Is it typical for someone of your age to be involved with this program, or are most of them older, I guess, veterans or no longer in the military who help out? Is it typical for someone, I guess, your age to be involved in this program?
It is, especially in our office. Our office is made up from a group of people that's from different units, so there's no really specific unit that puts this on. It's just a group of units that does this. If it's people who have gotten out of the military and are considered veterans or are in the American Legion, they can do it through their American Legion or the VFW.
Mm-hmm.
They can perform the rites through that. If you're in the military still, then we, like I said, we do it, and it's just made up of a whole bunch of people from about around our ages, you know, 20s to low 30s is usually about the age.
Do you know, is there a particular reason why they would choose you or someone like you to do this?
Not off the top of my head. I mean, it's more of a volunteer thing. You volunteer to do it, and then you go in, you have an interview to make sure you can do it, and you go to initial training, which is a week-long course, and they teach you the basic things of two soldier folds, three soldier folds, how to correctly address the funeral director at the funeral, how, especially don't break composure when you're at the funeral. That's the biggest thing. Once you go to that week-long course, then you can go ahead and start performing funeral rites for the veterans.
Did you find that difficult at first to maintain your composure at a service?
Composure, not really so much. There wasn't really anything I found too difficult at first. Maybe just the flag fold to get it correct and to get the exact of everything, the exact movements and everything like that. It takes time, just takes repetition, but after a while it comes naturally.
What about, you must hear something about these veterans during the service. What goes through your head as you hear about what they did?
Most of the time, I'm astonished. I mean, they're the ones that have gone before me and laid down the framework before me, and I feel privileged to be able to join the military and have the freedoms that I do, and to be able to carry on through the military, because, you know, doing it for them, pretty much.
Is there any particular vet's life story or service story that you heard about at a funeral that really stands out?
Not in particular. There's no in particular one I can remember. I've heard of some veterans. I don't know if it was exactly our office or not, but it was definitely around the state of Illinois. I heard about that veteran was the one, you know, he was one of the first few hundred on the shores of D-Day in Normandy. I mean, that stuff astonishes me. There's other veterans that have done amazing stuff that I can't even think about doing or believe, to be honest. But it's like I said, it's just astonishing to hear their stories.
Have you served overseas?
I've currently not served. I was supposed to serve, but that changed. The military changed my plans. Mm-hmm.
So. What do you hope others are thinking when they see the military funeral honors program in action, when they see what you're doing on behalf of this vet? What do you hope they're getting out of it?
I hope that they're getting pride. To see us in action performing the funeral honors, if it's done like correctly and, you know, perfect and everything like that, it takes your breath away. It really does. And just to know that those veterans fought for our country and some of them died, you know, and just to lay down the framework and to give our freedoms, to be able to live the way we do today, they fought the ultimate fight. They fought, you know, so gave up their life. Some of them did.
Why would you tell someone that this program is important?
I'd probably tell them it's important to just because those veterans, they deserve their last final rites. We do it for the veterans. We do it so they can have their final rites. And we also do it for the families of the veterans, because when we present that flag to that family, it's going to be their last professional image of the military for that situation. So, I mean, we want to make sure we do it correctly. We want to make sure we do it to the best of our ability.
Do many of your classmates know you're involved with this program?
A couple of my classmates know. I actually have a classmate right now. He's involved in the program as well. A few of my friends and my family knows that I'm involved in. A few of my friends do as well. Not very many people. A lot of people know I'm in the program.
Mm-hmm. Those who do, what are they curious about in regards to the program? Do they ever ask you questions about it?
They do. They ask me how things went, what's the flag fold, if I could show them the flag fold, the proper procedure, how to fold the flag, why we do the volley, why we do taps, why we even do the flag fold, what the flag represents in each fold, just different questions, just, you know, how people are. Sometimes they get curious about things, so they just want to ask questions, and I have usually no problem answering them.
Do you see yourself continuing to do this for the foreseeable future?
It's actually a good question. I would like to, with everything going on coming up, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do it. That's because if I get the internship that I am hopefully going to be able to get, mm-hmm. then I'll be moving to Peoria. I can still work and do funerals on the weekends, but if I start doing my internship, then I'm going to have to focus on that as well. So it's going to be kind of hard juggling both, but hopefully I can work it out to where I can.